Let's talk fashion.
Fashion Fix on Talk About with Danny Lean.
Danny, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
And it's good to see you. And you haven't come alone today because you've brought a model with you.
Yes. I brought the lovely Claire from Vera Moda with us today. And we're going to show, I'd say for the first time, a live model with our fashion feature.
Okay.
Which gives it another dimension.
Another dimension. And of course, before anyone texts in and says, why are you featuring a model on a radio show? This is because we will also have this fashion slot on our Facebook page, hopefully tonight, and if not tonight, tomorrow at the latest. And you'll be able to see all the lovely styles that Danny is talking about. Claire, you're very welcome as well. You don't have to talk. I know we're asking you to do enough by asking you to model for us. Danny, Claire, as you said, will be showing some stuff from Vera Moda. Give me an overview, first of all, about what's in this season, because I always feel autumn is the best season of the year for fashion.
I think, for me, being what I'm into fashion, I think every season, but this year, the designers and manufacturers have gone out of their way. We have the lovely browns, the greens, we've waistcoats. It's again very casual, easy, more smarter than the runners that we would have, or the, should I say, the, as if we were going running, tracksuit bottoms and stuff, they're out the window.
Yeah, now, the working from home gear.
They're working. Yeah. Gone out the window. We don't want to see them unless we're going to the gym or we're doing a bit of running. I was in Copenhagen actually talking about it for Fashion Week there last month in August. I never saw anyone with a tracksuit bottom in the street.
They were all dressed up.
They were, I won't say dressed up, they were smart casual. They had lovely shorts on them. There wasn't, it was dressed up, but it wasn't overdressed. But the one thing that caught me, there was no tracksuit bottoms or joggers around. Even though I know it was hot over there at the time, but it just amazed me. Even at the airport, people coming in and out, a lot of linen trousers. I know they dress different to us Irish. We have our own bit of style. That's fabulous as well, I might add. But there is lots of colours and textures coming in again for the autumn.
Danny, you wouldn't be seen dead in a tracksuit, I bet.
there are
Do you
occasions.
Even own a tracksuit, Danny?
I own several ones, but that's when I was going to the gym, which I have to restart doing. But you can see me at that time, even when I'm walking the beach in one.
But if you were popping into town now to get, you weren't working. Let's say you were on a day off and you came in from Ballyhigh to get something in town. Would you wear your if you had your tracksuit on, would you change before you'd go to town?
If I was coming from the beach and then a very, very odd time. I know now people have the cameras out when they see me in a tracksuit when I'm in town and post it into you. But there's no competition for that. Very rarely, a very rare odd time, if I was caught, I wouldn't go back and change.
Okay, so you think tracksuits and leisure gear and all that, that's for the gym?
They're for the gym and okay. For when you're doing sportsy. Now, you might catch me going to a football match in it, but then again, or a hurling match, but I tend not to wear them because I would be afraid in case I'd get called up to play.
This is it, of course. You could be brought in a cornerback
for the under 15. Kilmiley, don't say Ballyhigh.
Sorry,
my lads. We're in no man's land.
You're in no man's land.
Right direction.
Okay, Danny. Anyway, back to autumn fashions. And you were in Copenhagen, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw, what colours did you see coming through?
Right, what I was buying for was for next spring, summer, because fashion is always ahead of itself. But again, I can give you ideas that are coming. You're still going to see the oranges, that but a different shade of orange for spring, summer. That at the moment, you have the lovely rust, you have the golden sunset, oranges coming through, but it'll be a bit brighter when it comes to spring, summer 2023. I can't believe I'm even saying 23, but like that, fashion is always ahead of itself and it's catching up from the pandemic as well, which is brilliant.
Okay, well, poor old Claire is standing there wondering, is he ever going to come to me? And
yes.
Will she ever stop talking?
Yes.
Claire's going to model some looks for us today.
Mm-hmm. The first one that we have is this lovely short coat. There are pockets at the side of it. It's a khaki green and it's what they call a padded jacket too. don't be afraid of the padded jackets, because with all the electricity and stuff going on, you'll need your bit of warmth going
in and
out. You'll
be wearing it inside watching the telly.
Yeah, probably, yes. And looking stylish at the same time. The reason why I've picked this jacket is it's a fabulous price. It is $49.95, but Claire will demonstrate there, the sleeve comes off. So you have two in one. You have the lovely waistcoat and you have the full jacket.
Gilet, yeah.
So you're buying two for the price of one. And again, there's a lovely high collar to it, zip. And again, what I love as well, and I'd be telling you, when you're looking for winter coats or jackets, always look when there's an elastic on the sleeve, because if it's raining, it saves the rain running down your sleeve if you're holding an umbrella. It's just one of these fabulous buys that are out there. There's a lovely winter knit underneath it in the off-white and a lovely black stripe going across.
That's gorgeous. Is that Vera Moda as well?
Vera Moda as well. And the knit again, you can see the zip going through, and it's a metal zip, and that really shows quality. And I can't believe they can do it at the price they're doing it at $49.95. Don't be afraid of stripes, because if they're placed in the right way for your body, it can actually make you look thinner rather than wider.
Okay.
Do you know? And the jeans again, you'll see the khaki and the blue of the jeans very much in. And these are a skinny comfort jean, and again they give lovely shape. There's a small bit of elastin in them for that touch of comfort.
Okay, so the skinny jeans are going nowhere.
Come here. No, it all depends on your shape. I know we're going to see flares coming in and stuff like that, but style to your shape, that's the secret of style and good fashion.
Is Claire going to put on something else for us?
She is. She's just going to nip out of the room and change into another outfit, if that's okay.
Okay.
And we'll talk about we'll talk about, say, the waistcoats that are in. Again, you have the long-length waistcoat that is very much in, but also the short ones are in as well.
You see, it's funny, you call that a waistcoat. To me, that's a gilet.
Again, a gilet Right, you're going to kill me for what I'm going to say. A gilet is a posh word for charging you more. If it was a gilet, you're talking over 100, 200 for what is called a waistcoat. But a gilet and a waistcoat is the exact same thing.
But I would call a waistcoat what you were wearing underneath your jacket today.
That would be with menswear. But yes, what would you call that? A gilet as well?
I'd call that a gilet. Yeah. So I've been wrong all this time.
No, you haven't. you're doing the posher version of it. A gilet and a waistcoat are the exact same thing. But I know what you're saying about a gentleman's waistcoat. You wouldn't call that a gilet.
No, I certainly wouldn't. Yeah. So you're showing us these long padded jackets, if you like, with no sleeves.
Yeah, no sleeves.
One of them is rubbing up against the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Put
that
a point in the other way.
That might sound a bit, yeah. Again, with some of them this year, they've added on hoods. And again, it's a style feature, but it's very practical as well when it comes down to it. And again, they're in the lovely autumn colours. The greens you have here. Don't laugh now when I say it. It's a Friar Brown.
Friar Brown
colour. And again, I would call it a deep tan, really, more than anything else. But again, they have the lovely hoods with them, slightly padded for that bit of warmth, which you won't sweat at the same time. They are different. Again, when you're buying your gilet or your waistcoat, just remember to allow, if you're going to wear a thick jumper under it when you fit it on, to allow it for having the space.
And as you said yourself, they're great to layer up and keep warm, aren't they?
They are brilliant for layering up, and I think that's what we need going into the winter as well. We're in a transitional piece or time, because again, this morning it was quite cold and this afternoon it has been quite warm.
Yeah.
So something like this waistcoat will keep you warm if you're working, if you're in an office. You can take it off when you're warm quite easy.
Oh, Claire's back in again?
Yes, this is very good, nice and easy. Yes.
Oh, that's a lovely outfit.
Isn't it gorgeous? This is a real designer-inspired kind of a jacket.
Do you want to give us a twirl there, Claire?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Lovely
blazer.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And look, we have the 1980s turn up there with the black going through it as well, going back to Miami Vice, you could say. But again, we have this lovely classical trousers. Again, with this, we have put our skinny leatherettes with it. They're a coated trouser that Vera Moda do. Very comfortable. I haven't worn them myself, but my wife has and finds them very good. So I'm using her personal experience.
They're not Freddy's now, are they?
No.
No, but they're like them.
They're like Freddy's. But again, the price of them would only be about $44.99 compared to Freddy's at $120+.
Yeah, you can get the cheaper version as well.
You can get the cheaper. Like that for a bargain, like put a white shirt with that. We've actually put a kind of a tank top underneath,
like
it,
a vest top,
a vest top,
yeah.
And again, it just brings in the freshness. Like that will take you anywhere.
That's a lovely outfit. And blazers are very much in at the moment, aren't they?
They are. But this would be the winter version that I want to show you. And again, you can't go too far wrong with that lovely oatmeal-y and tanny colour black coming through as well. Again, if you wanted to make it more business-like, put a white crisp shirt underneath it. Again, you could always put your black jeans underneath it, or again, if you wanted to go somewhere fancy, put your classic black trousers under it.
And those jeans, again, what do you call them?
They're more, I'd call them a faux leather trouser.
Faux leather. Are they comfortable, leather. Claire?
Very comfortable, yeah.
Very comfortable.
And they come up just under the belly button as well. They're a bit high-waisted.
High-waisted. And are they, Danny, are they for everyone, or... Can you wear? Can you and please don't be politically correct. Can you wear them now if you've a big belly or a big bum or
here?
Wide
I sell
hips?
Them in Anbury's up to size 28-30.
Yeah,
you can, of course. But if you get
can
them,
can they look good though?
When you... if they're designed for the body, they can. Now, if they're not for you, if you have a lot of, say, cellulite or whatever, I'd say they're a no-no.
Yeah, because you can nearly see cellulite through them, can't you?
You could.
Not on Claire, mind you, who's a fabulous figure.
No.
But
just a warning, as I would say to people, always try them on. Fashion is for everyone, but certain things like this, yes, you have to be careful. Particularly if you go for the lighter colours in them, just be very conscious of the cellulite, or if you have bumps and lumps, just be
careful. Yeah, they will be visible. Yeah.
The lighter ones would show off everything. Mm. But the black can be more forgiving, but at the same time, they're not for everyone, depending on the condition of
your thighs.
Body. Yeah, thighs. And even if you have a double tummy, and what do I mean by that, is if you have... if all your weight is on the tummy, sometimes they mightn't be the best for that.
Yeah, exactly.
But there are ways around covering that as well. I'm more for solutions.
Yeah, exactly. Does Claire have another?
She does. She's
change?
Another.
We let
she
you
does.
Go,
yes.
Claire. Just to remind everyone, of course, I can't say this often enough. In case you're wondering why we have a model in studio today, it's for our video. This is all being videoed, and you'll get to see all these lovely clothes later on tonight on the Talk About Facebook page. Danny, what else have you got on the rack there?
Again, talking about, I want to show you all the different options when it comes to a waistcoat. This is like a long one again.
Khaki.
It's like a teddy bear material. So it's lovely. It's like, what I say, it is like going back to the 70s with the sheepskin coat when it was in the cream and beige kind of a colour. But this is in the khaki colour, more updated. There's a belt on if you prefer to have it belted. But again, it's just this funky way of wearing the 70s and 80s.
It looks so
again.
Cozy.
Yes,
and
cozy.
You could throw that on now going to a match or in the autumn or out for a walk or
yes.
whatever.
Yeah, you could. Or, as you said already, watching the TV at home if you're a bit cold and don't want to put the heating
on.
How starved am I with that? But just to show how versatile the waistcoats are. Again, just something for everyone in it. And again, we're into layering this time of year, and that nice, fine... And again, I'm showing it to you for colour.
Yeah.
Nice, fine knit cardigan. Before, these were kind of reserved, a round neck button down for the Mrs. Brown as a certain age. But they're for everyone before
cardigans.
You ask me.
That shade of green, I've seen a lot of that in the shops this autumn, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that shade?
They call this a jewel green.
Jewel green, yeah.
A jewel.
Okay.
I'd call it more of a fresh. It wouldn't call it a Kelly green.
It's not apple green either, is it?
Again, what I would call the jewel toe would be more something like that. But again, the designers have their own made up. I won't say made up names.
Well, they are made
Sometimes
up.
I think some of them are colorblind.
Yes, but that particular shade of green, and
it's gorgeous.
I think the listeners will agree when they see this on the video tonight, is lovely.
And again, even with a pair of the fresh denims, that'd be fabulous as well. A white crisp shirt, or again, you can always go for a blouse with a green pattern. Even though we're in winter, it doesn't mean to say that we can't have that lovely bit of freshness coming in.
And
as
you can
well.
Keep your summer pieces and your nice summer tops and jazz them up and get warm with a nice cardigan over them.
You can, easy. Even a common white t-shirt with that colour would take you anywhere.
Yeah, and a nice necklace maybe.
And a necklace as well if you want to give it more of an office feel. Again,
they're both from Anbury's.
These are from Anbury's, yes. What I'm featuring today is Vera Morda and Anbury's. I want to make it a bit more crisper and to show that fashion is for everyone. I've a lot of the bigger sizes and Vera Moda would have the smaller sizes. But that green, you'll find it everywhere. And again, you'll find this is what they're going to call a lake blue too.
Oh, that's the same cardigan in a different colour.
Same cardigan again, but at that lovely warm colour, and it gives the lift again with your jeans or again with a pattern top, which is all in. So this is something that some people might have, as you said already, from the spring, summer, and again, winterize it, add a scarf on, and it's a lovely...
And Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, a lovely look.
Danny, we'll take a break at this stage. I know Claire is due back with another outfit, and just to remind listeners, if you have any style-related queries for Danny, he's going to be with us for another while, 083 300 3300 to text us. You can phone us if you like on 066 712 3666. More Fashion Fix after these. Now, our lovely model Claire has ran out and changed in super quick time during the ad break there, and she's in a very dressy outfit. Danny, this is gorgeous. Is this with one eye to, dare I say the C word, Christmas?
Yes, people are planning so far ahead, but this is just, when I had seen it, I fell in love with it, and I know Claire did as well in the shop, because I'm in and out of shops to, when people be asking me, oh, where would I find this or find that. This was a gem of a dress. Again, it would look more like a designer dress with the lovely detailing coming down from the tummy area, and then just that lovely slit. So this would be ideal for a party season. We have it with the bare tights on at the moment, or have you tights on at all, Claire? Jesus, that'll tell you. I don't know my false tans when I see them. But again, you can always put a pair of opaque tights underneath it. What we've done today is we've it dressed up for the Christmas party or the get together, because everything is opened up again, and we just put a blingy necklace.
Oh, so just to describe to the listeners, this is in one way a plain black dress with long sleeves. And what kind of material is it made from?
It is made from a polyester.
But there's this beautiful sort of a slit up the side with lovely like chains coming down from it, if that's so. The necklace you've teamed it up with, that's not part of the dress, that was added on. Okay,
the necklace
bling.
Is from Anbury's, $39.95. It just adds that statement and brings in the lovely bit of silver. Claire has it styled with her own shoes in black, but you could always put in a bit of silver, or again the opaque tights and a pair of boots, and it'll take you anywhere. Lovely and comfortable, and you feel lovely in it, I bet.
I love it.
You know, but have a look around for the shops. When you're looking for it, you mightn't find it. Again, with some of the deliveries coming into the shop, they're coming a bit all over the place. Like Claire wouldn't be expecting that in the shop for another bit. I certainly got a Christmas top in yesterday that I wasn't expecting till October. But like that, when people will be looking for it, it won't be there. Just a bit of a caution out there.
Okay, so just give it a twirl before we let you change, Claire. Yeah. That's lovely. Beautiful dress. And that, just again, the neck piece is from...
Anbury's, centrally.
And the dress is Vera Moda.
Vera Moda. And the dress is a fabulous price as well for anyone budgeting and stuff. It is $49.95.
Yeah, well, that's not going to break the bank. Danny, you were going to talk to us a little bit about coats, because you were saying... you know, we're looking out the window at the sunshine here in Tralee, you were saying it's a good idea to maybe buy your winter coat early while there's still a selection.
And this is the best time of the year to buy your winter coats because you're spoiled for collection or to look choice. At the collection and choice. When you'd be coming into November, December, a lot of the choices are gone. And again, just think of what you need. If, depending on your lifestyle, just think, do I need something for the school run? If I do, I want it to go with a lot of stuff. So a navy would be ideal. Again, we have the rust colour, nice and soft. You have from padded to slightly padded. And again, depending on whether you're warm or cool.
Well, what you brought into us this just turn that around for the camera. What you brought into us this afternoon, just for the benefit of listeners who are not, who won't be able to see this on Facebook, these are more casual coats rather than, we'll say, the very dressy coats.
The very dressy coats are a wee bit out at the moment, even though I did bring in one to show you how the market has changed.
Okay.
Before, people be going for their lovely wool coats. This one is here in cream, but it has changed to more practical winter coat. They're just as warm. It's what's filled with them. I actually have one here that's filled with a recyclable bottle fabric.
Wow.
And it is just to show, do you know, sustainability and stuff is out there, but just with the casual, they can still look smart depending on what goes with them. But just to let everyone know, it's more casual than the traditional wool coat. You can get them, but they're not as plentiful this season.
That rust jacket there you're showing us, it's like a casual rust jacket, but buttons up the front and two pockets as well. That's kind of like, dare I say, kind of like something the horsey people would wear.
It is, countryfied. Well, we've listed all races coming up now as
indeed,
well.
Indeed, indeed.
But again, there is that touch of a feel from it. You are dead right. And again, this green that's in, again, a kind of a mossy green, that's another kind of a shading. But again, always look at the sleeve and even for an inside pocket as well when you're buying them for your mobile.
I'm just looking at everything you've shown us and spoken about this afternoon. It's green, green, green everywhere.
Green and more green from your khakis to your, again, the green. I did give the hint on even during the summer, so some of your pieces will slip in. And again, it's all about brown as well.
Greens and browns and everything, yeah.
And oranges.
Oh, okay. Danny, what else have you got for us in fashion news this month?
Again, I had a lady during the weekend. She said, she was short and she was finding it hard to get tops. And one of the tips that I gave her, having an elasticated hemline to the end of a top is ideal because you can shorten it to wherever you want to put it in the body. And it's very flattering around the tummy area as well. And I just said I would mention it. It's just a nice, easy, you can dress them up and you can dress them down, but the most important part is where this falls, the elasticated. And it's ideal if you're petite as well, because you can shorten it to your...
So tuck it in?
Not tuck it in, tuck it up.
Tuck it up?
Yeah. So you're still having it loose, you're not showing off around the tummy area, and you're bringing it to your particular place. Say, like for me, it would be just tucking it in under here.
No, stand up, it's okay, we'll get an idea.
You can still, you can still hit the right place by putting it on and just tucking it up.
Tucking it up, okay. And actually, I've seen there's quite a few videos on Instagram about how to tuck your top in nicely.
Yeah.
Claire is back with another ensemble.
Yes.
Oh, and there's green again.
Yes, green. Surprise, surprise. Again, green is such a big story. This time we're going for more maybe of the Kelly green with lovely two black button details. And we have the body on underneath us. Lovely high neck, long sleeves. Again, you can wear this to the office, put opaque tights with it, a boot. We have a lovely sandal, a pair of sandals here. Just to show you, getting a key few pieces for the wardrobe can create that lovely capsule wardrobe as well.
And I love that black long sleeve top that Claire is wearing, because that would be very versatile. That could go over skirts, over jeans. Is that Vera Moda as well?
That's Vera Moda. Everything here is Vera Moda. So versatile. What can I say? It'll take you anywhere. The black bodysuit, again, $34.95, and being so versatile. I think it could be there in a cream as well, or
a green.
Khaki green.
Yeah. The bodysuit, okay. Yeah. Killarney listener's been in touch, Danny, to ask you, is there anywhere that has the smaller sizes to suit the mother of the bride? She would be size 4 or size 6. She says a lot of places say they can get them in, but she's looking for somewhere that has them in stock right now.
The first place I can think of is maybe Danny's in the Stowell, which is called Bailey & Co. They may have some of it. The other ladies that I would know, and it would mean have gone outside the county a small bit, would be Sinead's of Anacotti. They would have a few. But like that, with the COVID, a lot of the smaller size 4s and 6 have been dropped from some of the manufacturers and designers, where before people thought if you were that size it was no problem in getting it. And again, a lot of the catwalks have moved away from those sizes. It's more now you're 10 and 12.
Okay, very good. Danny, we don't have a whole lot of time. Anything else you want to mention before we finish up?
I think what I would say is, when it comes to autumn, try on what you like. Don't judge by the hanger, because autumn can be so deceptive when it comes to fits and stuff like that.
And something as well, just a final question. I believe the long boots are back in a big way.
Massive. We might do them next month and all the different. You have everyone doing them from Walsh's to even that lovely cream colour is in the boots. The high, the medium. Boots are so popular. But yes, the
great
high
stuff.
Like going back to ABBA again,
yeah.
The 70s.
We might talk to you. Are you going to the Stowell races?
I am.
We might give you a call at the Stowell races for Ladies' Day this year to see what the style is like, because you did so well when we sent you to Killarney.
Oh, thank you. My homeland, and I couldn't take a drink till after, but then even Brendan got a hold of me.
He did.
The stress was on me at that stage. Drink! Yeah, that sounds awful, but it was lovely. It's a lovely meeting. We can go out and see all the style again.
It's fabulous. Fabulous. Yeah. Okay, Danny, thank you so much for everything this month. Mm-hmm. And a quick reminder that this video will be up on Facebook hopefully tonight, all going well. Huge thank you to Claire from Vera Moda, our lovely model for the afternoon, for taking the time to come in and show us the styles, because you can't beat seeing them on somebody versus seeing them on the hanger.